In today's gospel, we have a lesson from Jesus about forgiveness. But I think we need a little bit more context to actually understand exactly the example that Christ is trying to give us. He says today that there was a man who owed a huge amount, which one scripture scholar says is the understatement of the New American Bible. If you look at the original Greek, it actually says a myriad of talents. So if this man owed 10,000 talents of gold, which could amount to billions of dollars. The much smaller amount, if my memory serves me correctly, was 600 drachma. A drachma being the daily wage of a manual laborer. So you can see the great disparity in the two debts that these people owe. Now, the king, of course, is God the Father. And then the two servants are human beings. So you can see the great mercy that the first servant is shown when he says, please have mercy on me and I will pay you back in full. And he forgives the debt of 10,000 talents. So then when he doesn't treat his brother servant with mercy, you can see why the king is disturbed. He said, I forgave you 10,000 talents. You couldn't forgive 600 drachma? Fine, off to the torturers with you. The lesson is the forgiveness of God. We ourselves find that we are often the recipients of God's great mercy. We ourselves are the one who owe a myriad of talents. And Jesus says, as your Father has forgiven you a myriad of talents, forgive your brother the 600 drachma. Let that be a lesson for each and every one of us, especially when we encounter a brother or a sister who has hurt us and caused us a great deal of pain. Let us always remember that the Lord our God has forgiven us the myriad of talents, and then forgive our brothers and sisters the 600 drachma.